Prime Minister Julia Gillard has returned from the Pacific Islands Forum to a looming row over the carbon tax vote. The government will introduce its carbon tax legislation to Parliament when it resumes next week, but the federal opposition is still refusing to say whether it will stop a Labor MP from leaving Parliament to be at the birth of his child. The competition watchdog is taking several companies to court for claiming their chickens are free to roam. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says promoting barn-raised chickens as free to roam is misleading or deceptive conduct. It's now asking the federal court to impose penalties and order those companies to publish corrections. Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart, is being sued by her daughter. The case was mentioned briefly in the New South Wales Supreme Court yesterday, but the details of the lawsuit remain a mystery. The matter has been adjourned until the 21st of this month. A memorial service has been held in the Russian city of Yaroslavl for the 43 people who died in a plane crash there yesterday. Most of the victims were members of an ice hockey team. Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, has slammed his country's poor aviation safety record and he's demanding an investigation into the crash. And in the run-up to the 10th anniversary of the September 11 attacks, US authorities have just released chilling new audio. The recordings are from the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. They paint a dramatic picture of the confusion and horror as American officials and pilots struggled to understand just what was going on.